Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. We Have No Idea, A Guide to the Unknown Universe by Jorge Cham and Daniel Whiteson is a lively tour of modern physics from the viewpoint of what scientists still do not understand. Instead of presenting the cosmos as a solved puzzle, the book highlights the gaps dark matter, dark energy, the nature of time, the quantum weirdness beneath everyday reality, and the limits of our instruments and theories. Cham, known for his science cartoons, and Whiteson, a particle physicist, combine humor with clear explanations to make advanced ideas approachable without pretending they are simple. The tone invites curiosity rather than intimidation, using analogies, thought experiments, and the logic of scientific inquiry to show how researchers reason from evidence to models. Readers get a sense of how physics is done in practice, including why unanswered questions can be productive and exciting. The result is an accessible, entertaining guide to the frontier where the known universe fades into open problems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, science at the edge of knowledge. A central theme is that not knowing is not a failure, but a map of where discovery can happen. The book frames physics as a process we build models that explain data, test them against new observations, and revise or replace them when they break. That mindset helps readers understand why confident statements can coexist with deep uncertainty. We can predict planetary motion with remarkable precision, yet still be unsure what most of the universe is made of. The authors emphasize how measurement, statistics, and experimental design shape what we think we know, and how different kinds of evidence can converge on a conclusion without providing a complete picture. They also show how professional scientists talk about uncertainty, error bars, competing hypotheses, and the difference between an idea that is plausible and one that is supported. By presenting open questions in context, the book encourages healthy skepticism without sliding into cynicism. The unknown becomes structured. Some mysteries are constrained by strong data, others are wide open, and many sit in between. This perspective gives readers a realistic feel for frontier research and why progress can be incremental, messy, and still profoundly meaningful. Secondly, dark matter and the missing mass problem. The book explores one of the most famous cosmic puzzles. Galaxies and clusters behave as if there is far more matter than we can see. Observations such as galaxy rotation curves and gravitational lensing indicate additional mass that does not emit or absorb light in ordinary ways. The authors outline why this inference is taken seriously and why it is not easily dismissed as a measurement mistake. They discuss the main strategies for explaining the evidence, including the idea of new particles and the alternative possibility that gravity behaves differently on large scales. Readers are introduced to the logic behind candidate particles, what properties they would need, and why they have been difficult to detect. The book also conveys what counts as a good test: direct detection experiments, particle collider searches, and astrophysical observations that could reveal telltale signals. Importantly, it highlights how multiple independent lines of evidence strengthen the case that something real is missing, even if we cannot yet name it. The topic illustrates a broader lesson: physics can be confident about a phenomenon and still be uncertain about its underlying cause, leaving room for creative theories and decisive experiments. Thirdly, dark energy and the accelerating universe. Another major unknown is why the expansion of the universe is speeding up. The authors describe how astronomers inferred acceleration from observations of distant supernovae and how that result fits with other cosmological measurements. Dark energy is presented not as a discovered substance with known properties, but as a label for whatever drives this acceleration within our current framework. The book introduces the cosmological constant idea, the possibility of a dynamic field, and more radical options such as modifications to gravity at cosmic scales. It explains why this problem is hard. The effect is subtle locally, dominant only over immense distances and times, and entangled with assumptions about the geometry and contents of the universe. The authors also discuss what future observations aim to measure, such as the history of cosmic expansion and the growth of structure, because different explanations predict different patterns. This topic helps readers see cosmology as a precision science that can still confront profound ignorance. Dark energy in this framing becomes a reminder that the universe can surprise us at the largest scales, and that even successful theories may be incomplete. The discussion also underscores how new data sets can transform a philosophical question into a quantitative one. Fourthly, quantum reality, particles, and the limits of intuition. The book examines how quantum mechanics underlies modern physics while remaining deeply counterintuitive. Rather than treating quantum ideas as mere oddities, the authors use them to show why the microscopic world resists everyday logic. Concepts like wave-particle duality, superposition, uncertainty, and measurement reveal that the act of asking a question can shape the answer in ways that classical physics never prepares us for. The discussion also connects quantum theory to particle physics, where fields and fundamental particles form a toolkit for describing matter and forces. At the same time, the book highlights unresolved issues, what measurement really means, how classical reality emerges from quantum rules, and how to reconcile quantum mechanics with gravity. This topic is not just about weirdness, it demonstrates why physicists rely on mathematics, experiments, and carefully defined questions rather than intuition. It also shows how progress can come from rethinking assumptions, designing clever tests, and accepting that a theory can be extraordinarily accurate while still leaving conceptual puzzles. For readers, this section builds a foundation for appreciating why a unified theory is difficult and why some questions remain open despite a century of success. Lastly, space-time and the unfinished quest for a unified picture. A recurring frontier in the book is the relationship between space, time, and gravity. General relativity describes gravity as geometry and excels at explaining large-scale phenomena, while quantum mechanics governs the small scale with unmatched precision. Yet combining them into a single consistent framework remains one of the biggest challenges in physics. The authors outline why the clash appears, using accessible reasoning about what happens at extremes such as black holes in the early universe, where density and energy reach regimes that stress both theories. They discuss how black holes act as laboratories for deep questions, including what happens to information and how horizons complicate our understanding of causality. Time itself becomes a puzzle, why it seems to flow in one direction, how it relates to entropy, and whether our experience of time reflects fundamental physics or emergent behavior. The topic also introduces the idea that some of our most basic categories might be approximations, and that space or time could arise from deeper principles. By emphasizing what is known, what is suspected, and what remains speculative, the book helps readers distinguish established results from open hypotheses, while appreciating the ambition and creativity driving the search for unity. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for curious general readers, students, and lifelong learners who enjoy big questions but prefer explanations grounded in evidence rather than hype. It is especially helpful for people who have some familiarity with popular science and want to understand not only what current theories say, but where those theories fail or leave gaps. The practical benefit is a shift in perspective. Readers learn to treat uncertainty as informative, to separate data from interpretation, and to recognize why multiple competing models can coexist when evidence is incomplete. That mindset carries beyond physics into everyday reasoning, improving how you evaluate claims, risk, and confidence. Compared with many similar books that present physics as a finished story, this one stands out by organizing the universe around active mysteries and showing how scientists think about them. The humor and clear analogies lower the barrier to complex topics without oversimplifying the stakes. It is worth buying because it offers both a readable overview of modern cosmology and particle physics, and a candid guide to the boundaries of knowledge, making the excitement of ongoing research feel accessible and real. If you would like to support Jorge Cham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.